and make it a prayer this morning and say, Father, magnify your name in my life. Magnify your name in my health. Magnify your name in my business. Magnify your name in my career. Magnify your name in my profession. Magnify your name in my marriage. Magnify your name in that relationship that has gone sour. And oh Lord God, God, in a way that only you will take all the glory. Father, magnify your name in the life of that child. Magnify your name in the life of that spouse. Magnify your name in that lawsuit that has been served to you. Magnify your name that at the end of it all, no man will take in the glory, will take the glory, but you alone. People will be able to see your finger, that this can only be God. This can only be God. This healing, this breakthrough, this lifting up, this increase, this abundance can only be God. Oh Father, magnify your name, glorify your name in my life, oh Lord, in a way that nobody, even I myself would not struggle with, even I myself would not contend with taking the glory, but you alone, oh Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And your love is then, oh Lord.
Your love is patient.
You fill my life.
You fill my life
with so much peace and joy.
With so much peace and joy.
Oh Lord, you're an amazing God.
And you're amazing.
Hey, hey, hey.
You make my life.
You love me too much, oh.
Too much, oh. Too much, oh. Excess love, oh.
You love me, you love me, you love me, Lord. Jesus, you love me too much, oh.
Too much, oh. Too much, oh. Excess love,
love on your God this morning. Love on your God. Oh, oh, oh. Jesus, you love me too much, oh.
Too much,
you love me, you love me, you love me, Papa. Jesus, you love us too much, oh. Jesus, you love us too much, oh.
Too much, excess love, oh.
Thank you for your love, Jesus. If we're not for your love, we won't be standing here. Because we're for the enemy. He wanted us our head bowed. He wanted us 6 feet beneath. But thank you for your love that we are here in your presence. From January up until now, you have kept us. You have protected us. You have helped us. You have carried us on your eagle's wings. You have not allowed the wish of the enemy to come to pass in our lives, upon our family, upon our church. We thank you for this great love. We thank you for this love, oh Lord. Who are we that you are so mindful of us? Father, even as we sit to hear your word this morning, we ask that you come and speak to us yourself. We ask that your word will find a fertile ground in our hearts, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus. As it is said that your word is a two-edged sword that able to pass the marrows and the bones. Let your word do that which it needs to do in our life. Let it begin to perform the divine surgery that it needs to perform, to correct every correctables in our life, to set the captives free, to encourage a soul this morning. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, take over my tongue, take over my thinking, take over all that you have helped me to put, oh Lord, and let the glory, all the glory be yours as you leave us with the blessings this morning. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
And the saints of God will say,
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give your neighbor a high five. Welcome your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are welcome into the presence of the Lord. You are welcome into the presence of the Lord this morning. Can we have a seat in the presence of the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are all welcome into the presence of the Lord this morning. I know our time is fast spent, but we're going to look into the Word of God this morning. And excuse me, I titled this the way the Holy Spirit ministered it to me, so you have to, you know, permit me. The title of our sermon this morning is Divine Engine. Divine Engine. I didn't go to school. I didn't study physics. I was a commercial student. So you permit me, I'm taking permission from people that went to class, chemistry class or physics class. So permit me with my definition of what I'm going to do this morning, okay? So I'm permitted. Amen. So I'm going to talk about gravity. That's why I said permit me. If I did not say it right, just permit me, okay? I did research and I got this understanding that gravity is a force that pulls two things together. If not because of gravity, we will not be walking on the floor like this. Okay? There's lots of gravity on this planet Earth. That's why we are walking on the Earth. If we were to be in the moon where there's less gravity, we will be floating. Did I pass? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Amen. So the best example possible to explain gravity is to look at a person. You are a body of matter. The earth is also a body of matter. Gravity pulls you down to the earth and allows you to walk around instead of floating. The moon has less amount of gravity. Again, I've explained. That's why we have. If you go to the moon, they float in the moon. So if I throw this handkerchief up, what is expected for the to come down, right? Thank you very much. That is the law of gravity. That is the law, the human law of nature. As I put that before us, why then can an aeroplane sustain in the air when it's in the air? When the law of gravity says if you throw something up, it has to come down. So why then can the airplane sustain in the air? Does anybody have an answer for me? Physics students. No, okay. Let me answer myself. The reason why a plane can sustain in the air is because of its engine. The engine of a plane causes the plane to move and fight against the force that pulls it down and makes it to fly up high and sustain in that level to get to where it needs to get to. I'm going somewhere, please. Please stay along with me. The law of gravity would not allow it to, you know, if it was the plane would just, when you throw plane, when it want to take off, the law of gravity in the should come down. But the engine sustains it and keeps it up in the air till it gets to where it needs to get to. Without the plane engine, the plane cannot fly. Without the plane engine, the plane cannot, you know, sustain that level that it goes, the high level, altitude, magnitude, whatever altitude is going. And if the engine was not in the plane, when the plane entered the turbulence, I read, according to my Google search, that airplanes are built in a way that no matter how turbulence, what turbulence you face, the plane can sustain turbulence. I did not know. When I'm in the plane and I say, hey, Father, in Jesus' name, when I was doing my study, I got to realize that plane does not crash. They can count the number of plane that crashed as a result of turbulence. Plane is not expected to crash as a result of the turbulence that they face in the air, because the plane is built to withstand and fight against that turbulence so that it will sustain. What if the pilot will find a good area for it to keep up The only thing that is supposed to, that is expected trouble during turbulence is that your coffee cup, for those that drink coffee, your tomato juice, your soda would turn. Or maybe if the air hostess are on the hallway, they can fall. Those are the things that is expected during turbulence. So don't fear. The devil is a bad devil. I did not know. I'm always saying when I'm in the plane, they say, hey, father, the plane is going to crash. So according to, that's human knowledge. Please stay with me. I'm going somewhere. Planes cannot function without its engine. The plane cannot be useful without its engine. So if you park a plane there, it cannot fly if the engine is not working. The plane cannot be productive. It cannot carry someone from point A to point B without the engine. We're going to open our Bibles to the book of John 15, chapter 5. John chapter 15, verse 5. And I want us, the focus is going to be the B part. John 15:5 is a familiar verse to us. The scripture says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Please underline the B part. For without me, ye can do nothing. Wow. If a plane cannot do anything without its engine, we cannot do anything without our God. We cannot be what God has created us to be without our God. I want us to go in that spirit even as the year is running to an end. Without God, we cannot accomplish that project. Without God, we cannot get to that place that we are so much aspire, as long as it's in the will of God, get to. Without God, we cannot let technology, don't let 2020 thing, let it not deceive us. That is why we are all the nation of America. The world is in the state at which they are in right now. We are in right now. We have failed to recognize that without God, things cannot work. As we ponder on this part B, God stated there that we can do nothing without him. So I want to liken us to a plane. So because without an engine, the plane cannot fly. Without God, we cannot fly. We cannot conquer. Brethren, there's so many challenges that are facing us. Psychologically, mentally, physically, spiritually. There's so many, except we deceive ourselves. Please, let us not be deceived. Yeah, you might say you're earning 6 zeros, 10 zeros. But what if God has put in his agenda that you're supposed to earn 20 zeros? But the devil is making you to feel good. Yeah, I'm earning 8 zeros. Who told you so? There's so many things that we are confronted with right now. There's so many challenges that we are faced with. Pressures. Is it from the family front? Is it from the work first? Is it from even people, even on the street? People are so frustrated. People are angry. Why would somebody leave his house and say, I want to kill? Devil has stolen the hearts of men. People are just, they don't even have a clue why they're on this planet. Some people think that they are just here to enjoy life. Yes, it's part of it, but that is not all about it. There was a documentary of a doctor that I saw this week. It's a Chinese doctor. He was a person that grew up very competitive. And he wanted to be the best. He went to school of medicine. Did radiology. Finished radiology. Felt that radiology is not a part of medicine that would catch money. And was in the era of cosmetology. Went to medicine for, did maybe his housemanship in cosmetologies or whatever. And he was earning good money. He was in the thinking that life is all about. That is all life is all about. Buying Ferrari. What he does well is organize a Ferrari party with his friend. Weekends, he leaves his place of work because he owns his job and he has employed a lot of people. Do Ferrari parties. Go to parties where, you know, the people, Mrs. Japan, Mrs. So-so-so. He was showing pictures. He said that was how he lived. Whereas he had family members, when they're having family parties, he would drive his Ferrari to the family parties. The parties and the family, some of the families, most of the families were suffering. But he did not understand. He was going there to pull for, say, you know, I've arrived. He thought that was life. Until one day, he said he got to a pinnacle of his life. It was, millions was rolling in. He got there and he said, I have arrived. Just as he was going to gym one day, he just felt a pain at his back. And he said, where is this pain coming from? Because as a medical doctor, he called his friend, said, I need an MRI just to look at the pain. Where is this pain coming from? And this guy was about 30-something. When he died, I think he was 40 years old. Immediately, they did the MRI. What did they see? There were millions of cancer cells in his lungs. Not even one. Millions. Every root. He showed the picture. Every root of the attachment that conjoined to his lungs were cancer cells. Millions. And they told him he had just 3 months to live. And he said he looked at himself. He said he first fell into depression. And he looked at the cars. He looked at the house. The chemo, the radiation he had to go through. Those cars could not do anything for him. Those houses did not do anything for him. But the family he failed to acknowledge, the people he failed to associate with, were the people that held his hand when he was on the sick bed, encouraging it's going to be good. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. He failed to realize that he cannot get anywhere. Or he cannot amount to anything without God. He said it. It's so sad that he passed away. Brethren, we have life. Those that are gone are gone. But we have the opportunity to retrace our step back to God. We are nothing without God. Where we are today, who we are today, is because of God. The degrees that we have, it's not because we are intelligent. It is just because of God. Many spend time in the book studying, but they cannot get it. But you will carry your book for 1 hour and it will stick. It is not you, but it's God that gave you the grace to be able to assimilate in that short while. Brethren, we cannot do anything with God. We cannot do anything without God. As the year runs by, the law of gravity requires everything to come down. But because the engine is active, is well, walking sound in a plane, it gets suspended in the air when it is flying. But guess what? When that plane is up there and something happens to the engine, what happens? The plane will come down and crash. We cannot afford to grieve the Holy Spirit that God has put inside of us. Because the day he leaves us, God forbid, we'll be in big mess. God forbid. When the engine switches off while the plane is up, the plane will crash. No matter, it will crash. In the altitude or magnitude, it is standing in the air. The Bible says that he that standeth, take heed lest ye fall. Our daily walk is very important with God. We cannot be a Sunday person. Sunday is when we carry our Bible. Sunday is when we come, we pray. We cannot be. See, the world is so wicked that we cannot afford to be doing Sunday. The devil ain't joking with us. The devil ain't joking with us. That is why there's so much perverseness around. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Brethren, let us wake up. Do you see gay? I mean, do you see that spirit? Can you see the spirit of gay? The demon of... Can you see the spirit of lesbian? No. But you can see the manifestation. You see the manifestation in the life of men. So, what we are dealing with here is not spirit, is not physical stuff. Let us wake up. A child is misbehaving. Don't take it lightly. Go down on your knees as a parent and deal with it spiritually. Your spouse is misbehaving. But then don't fight that spouse. Go on your knees. Because the devil does know his only mission is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. In order for us to fly high in this dispensation, in this generation that we are in, we cannot afford to stay away from God. We cannot afford for the Holy Spirit not to reside, because it's the Holy Spirit that will direct us into all truth. It's the Holy Spirit that will lead us. It's the Holy Spirit that will say, hey, watch out for that lady on that office this morning. There's something that they want. It's the Holy Spirit that will reveal the plan of your enemy to you. Many people have walked into the trap that were supposed for them to not walk into because they are so spiritually blind. God has given us the Holy Spirit. We are in the dispensation. We are in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes upon us when we give our life to Christ. I don't know how many of you that are still struggling with God. This is not the time you need to. This is not when you need to. So you need to be. You need to be in the camp of God, because those that have God are those that will stand the turbulence. Oh, why do people commit suicide? Why do they end up their life? Because they don't have anything to fall back on. They don't have anything to fall back on. But we have something to fall back on. The Bible says, God says that He will not leave us nor forsake us. All the scriptures that you are reading day in, day out, when the time of challenge, difficulty comes, the Spirit of God will bring it to our remembrance and say, you remember that God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivered them from all. Those kind of scriptures ginger you up and say, weeping may not come at night, but joy comes in the morning. You wake up, you say, yes, God, I thank you. I know even though things are not working the way I want it, but I know because of your word, I know that my turn, the light comes at the end of the tunnel. We cannot afford to turn off our divine engine. And if we don't pay attention to it, we can grieve the Holy Spirit. And when we grieve the Holy Spirit, He lives, because He doesn't live in an unholy vessel. Please, let's, on a daily basis, make our way right with Christ. Because that's when we are able to overcome all the wiles of the devil. That's how we're able to overcome all the challenges that the enemy is throwing left, right, and center. You cannot afford to leave your home, leave your house, and not spend time with God. You don't have to use 1 hour, 2 hours. But spend time with God. Spend time in His word. Share the word of God with your children, with your spouse. Can we open our Bibles to the book of Ephesians chapter 4? I'm going to quickly just read 25. Because it's important for us to know that even as we stand, even as we say that we are with Christ, there are some things that we cannot allow to be in us. Because if they are in us, if we exhibit them, then the Holy Spirit cannot stay in us. And when the Holy Spirit is not in us, when we are bound to commit errors, people are bound to commit errors. People are bound to commit mistakes. It is the Holy Spirit that will guide us into, hey, don't take that route, oh, don't take this route, oh, don't say that thing to that person, say this thing to that person. The Holy Spirit, that's why some of us, we say our stuff to people that are not supposed to hear it, and that is when problem starts. But when you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, He tells you who to say it to. And when you tell the right person, they encourage you because God has put in that person what they need, what you need to hear in them. But if you don't say it, if you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, you just say it to anybody, and those who hurt that body can either pull you down and destroy the dreams of God that He has revealed to you. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, it says, therefore, put away lying. Let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your word, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God Christ forgave you. Ephesians 5:3-5 says, but among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immoralities or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscurity, foolish talk, or cross joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For this you can be sure, no immorality, impure, or greedy person. Such a person is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of God. So for the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit, who is our divine engine, to continually reside in us and help us to fly high and conquer, we have to abstain from all this. And there are benefits. They benefit when we keep the divine engine on. When we have the Holy Spirit continuously, you know, reside in us. What are the benefits? You will not be able to sin against God. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 119:11, says, the word have I hidden in my soul, I will not sin against thee. The Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance the word of God. Pricks our conscience when we are doing things that are not right. And it tells us, atoning, what you just said is not right. What you just did now is not right. People might not see it, but the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you tells you. And when he keeps saying that and you don't listen, he leaves. And what happened to that person? That person will just be going about aimlessly, not productive, and not making anything. Eventually, that person will just crash because the divine engine has been switched off. Please, the year is coming to an end, and the devil is trying to grab as many. May he not grab us and our household with it in the name of Jesus. But brethren, we need to keep our divine engine on at all time. Every second, every minute, let us check ourselves. Even if the pressure is down, the engine senses it. Let's check ourselves on a daily basis and see where we are standing. Are we still standing with Christ? If you are not yet with God, please, I beg you, don't leave here today without not asking God to come and take over your heart, to come and take over and confess your sin. Don't leave here without it. Please. No one is promised the next minute. But because I know that God is a faithful God, none of us will die in the mighty name of Jesus. But we have the opportunity to correct our wrong. Those that have gone don't have the opportunity. They can't do anything. But we that are alive, God has given us the grace to make all our wrongs, to correct all our wrongs, to make peace where it needs to be peace, to love even the unlovables, to extend hands to those people that are in need. Please, as the year is wrapping up, let us make up our mind and say, Father, I want to follow you. I want you to please continually lead me, lead my husband, lead my children, lead everyone. I want you to please sustain me, even with this pressure and this turbulence happening in the spiritual realm. Brethren, as I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. I remember going for a conference 2 weeks ago. And because of the time difference, I couldn't join the church prayer That church prayer thing, brethren, if you are not there yet, please join. I can testify to it. And 3 hours different is always challenging for me. And I refuse to join. And because of the conference, I wake up so early, go for the conference and come back. So to pray was a challenge. But after I came back from the conference, my spirit was down. And I begin to ask myself, what is wrong with you, Tony? I realized that I have fallen short. I realized that that conference was like a physical relaxation and spiritual slumber for me. If the Holy Spirit is not inside of you, your spirit is not going to be lifted, and you will not be able to do things that is expected of you to do spiritually. But then I charge us this morning as we go forth. Please, please, let us keep that engine in us. If the Holy Spirit is already in you, let us keep it on and active. Check it on a daily basis. Am I still standing? If you are not there yet, please, opportunity for you to lift up your voice in this house this morning and say, Father, I confess all my sin. Holy Spirit, come inside of me and help me as I go on, as this year ends. Can we rise up on our feet? Let's rise up on our feet. Let's rise. Without God, we cannot do anything. Without God, we cannot have, it's not the joy of the world. There's something about the joy of Christ, that even in the midst of craziness, even in the midst of the turmoil, even in the midst of everything, you are still happy. There's that spirit inside of you still bubbling. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is not the joy of the world. The happenings around us does not change that thermostat. If God is inside of you, you will be joyful no matter what. Let's lift up our voice. For as many that have not known the Lord, for as many that have not given their life to Christ, please take this few minutes and say, Father, have mercy upon me. I confess my sin. I confess you as my Lord. I ask that you come and reside in me as I go forth this day. And I ask that the grace, Father, to continually, O Lord God, seek your face and you abide in me. Father, release unto me in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I ask that as this year is growing to an end and I'm entering into year 2020, let me not fall short of your glory. Father, let me not miss way, O Lord. And as many of you that already have a relationship, ask God that God will give you the grace not to grieve the Holy Spirit, not to drive the Holy Spirit out of your heart, out of your life. Father, Lord God,
Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Somebody praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please, let's stretch our hands to Mommy Pastor. Let's begin to pray that the Lord God Almighty will bless